And I think that we'll go around the table and state your name or introductions, just so we all know who each other is. Start with John.
John Clark, Whaler Motel and committee member.
I'm Neil Henning, Waxworks Ripley's Undersea Gardens and committee member.
Rob Spooner, Oregon Coast Magazine.
Bill Patrick, Dalton Real Estate and committee member.
Charles Helvey, Oregon Coast Today.
Jamie Rand, published for the News Times, and I did the design for Destination in Florida for.
Rick Granberry, Hallmark Resort and committee member.
Bill Callaway, Visitor's Choice.
Ted Bambridge, Visitor's Choice.
Lorna Davis, Newport Chamber and committee member.
Sonia Breeze, Executive Assistant. City of Newport.
Okay, so do we have any additions or deletions from the agenda today?
I think we got everything.
So we have a consent calendar, which are the minutes from the August 19th meeting and the review of accounts from August and September.
And they've reviewed accounts as a separate item, so you know.
Cindy, on the accounts that on display 8,000, we were going to check on that because that was supposed to have been paid out of last fiscal.
Yes, and they were supposed to move it.
Okay, and then also these are dated from the last fiscal, but it looks like they're coming out of this year's budget or being accounted.
It could be because of when the dates of the bills were, so I'll take a look at it and talk to them about it.
All right, perfect. So we actually could, that 67,000 could actually be about 56,000, can't remember now.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, they haven't quite.
Cindy's might be right, they might have paid out of this year, though.
Yeah, I think it looks like they did. They dated it back, but then the question would be, do we have a carry forward for that amount from last year's budget?
Or are we short?
Or are we short this year's budget? Because...
Yeah. And we don't know the answer to that yet. So hopefully we're supposed to, because the audit, we're supposed to be ready for the audit at the end of this month. So we will have the reconciliation actually done so we can kind of know what the carryover would have been. Because that would have been what it was. Because if they bill it and they date it after September 1st, they make us take it out of this year's budget.
Do you have a little note at the bottom? Or?
But we could have it with carryover.
Do you have that note at the bottom?
Yeah, I put that note in there.
Okay, you did.
Okay. Yeah, she's the one who did it.
Okay. Yeah.
So we can, hopefully I can get some better answers out of that.
Okay.
I'll talk to John, Bob Gazewood,
okay,
about that too.
Okay.
We're having our issues.
I move for approval.
Second.
To find what happens.
Okay.
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor of approving the consent calendar?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So, do we have anyone who wishes to offer public comment? Okay, we'll move over that. Media considerations. Our first item is item A, and that is Oregon Coast Magazine. And Rob Spooner is here today. And I think there's something in the packet.
Thank you.
I'm hoping so.
Yes.
Yes, should all be there, I believe. And typically, just so our media guests know, to review how we go over these things, we have you do a very brief presentation if we have any questions, rather. And then we ask the meeting is public, but we don't discuss our media purchases in front of our media guests. Okay. So you have a special Christmas shopping guide that you're doing? Is that what you're...
Well, that's gone. I mean, the material was presented, was prepared to be presented at the
September meeting, right.
Which would have been in time to get something for the Christmas thing. So I redid the proposal for the year. It is essentially the same proposal with November of this year swapped into the end. If anybody wants to see exactly what that looks like, I have some here, but it is basically the same thing that you've got before. I made a series of proposals, different size opportunities for you to get into different frequencies, and I'm really, really hoping that you have that sent, because I walked out of the door with the new proposal, but not with the old rates. Is that in the packet?
The only thing that's in the packet is this one page here.
Wasn't that part of it too, though?
No, it's just the one.
What is this?
Oh, yeah, this right here before it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which I don't understand that anyway, so maybe Rob can explain.
Okay, well, it looks like it's two pages and printed like that.
Right, okay.
It's difficult to read, so.
Can you explain, what's MBM?
Mile by mile.
Okay.
That's a mile by mile.
Okay.
And what I suggested was an opportunity to go more than what you have. You have a number of times gone into the magazine, but there never had really been an annual plan to sort of put that in place at the beginning of the year. So I'm suggesting doing something now, picking some number. I in the editorial statement, I have that. Did a copy of this get into the packet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the first one.
Then I said that we have something essentially every issue about Newport. I picked some certain items and some certain issues. So inclined to try to match up with particular editorial, but we have something all the time. The big issue for us is March, April, and we don't have a lot of other advertising at the same time, but since you run in the mile-to-mile guide, I don't think you need anything further to go editorially. Otherwise, something going on all the time, and I've got some ideas that more of them I'm sure will come up. We have an opportunistic editorial calendar. When something good shows up, we put it in. We don't plan the whole thing out that much in concrete for a year in advance. At the end of that, I got the regular rates, and then I put on a 15% competitive discount because I know that we are on the coast at this point competing with Media America for the we're selling the ACFA guide, and they're offering 15% off to ACFA members, which I know Newport is one. So to try to stay in the game and try to get you into a larger schedule, I stuck on 15% at the end. So that raise is reflected in the rightmost column there, the annual total. Not on your page. Oh, you're on again. You're not a member anyways. The others. It didn't print out very well because it should basically have been in landscape format to see the whole thing. But the right-hand side is what you would pay after you take off a competitive 15%.
So the annual net.
For each of those numerous options, then I've got a price at the end.
Okay.
That's the total price, like for five times, that's the total price for five times.
Correct.
Okay, got it.
There are various costs. The mile by mile is one, and then the cost per insertion, all that's there. The very right hand side is the total amount to go in and do all the things mentioned in the very left hand side.
And that's not each time, that's total?
No, that's total.
Okay.
And I know that I've spoken a number of times about what we do online and Twitter, especially what we are doing to provide value added to the print. It continues to grow and has become more systematic. By now, I think I can just say we are continuing to grow, and this will go on unless some remarkable thing happens to Twitter all of a sudden, which will disappoint people paying billions of dollars for it. So I'm assuming it will go on. We're growing 400 or 500 people a day in terms of followers now. And what I have learned is that it is essentially impossible to send out too many tweets that the people receiving them are quite happy to get almost more tweets than you can actually generate. So we are probably going to, my unit here is one tweet to one person, which I'm calling a tweety. I don't know if anybody else uses the phrase, but it needs to be something. Next year, 2014, we will probably send out around 1 billion tweets. We are working up. We certainly have enough followers already, and I will be systematizing how we do the tweets. We are tweeting for everybody. We tweet for events. We tweet for state parks. We tweet for beautiful pictures. We do all sorts of things, and we are sending out a tremendous number of reminders to people why they should come to the Oregon coast. If you do any advertising with us, that becomes a part of the package. Actually, you get some of it anyway because I can't avoid talking about Newport. You know, this many things going on. But we are basically saying that for every dollar in the magazine, we will make sure that at least one visitor comes to your website through one of our internet properties, the most most potent of which is Twitter at this time. So, any questions on any of this? I also brought some copies. I didn't bring them last time. I have a few. You may, most of you probably get con copies already and have seen these, but this is the issue which has the article on Wilder in it, so if anyone wants to see what we get here.
Okay, does anyone have any questions for Rob? Okay. And the mile-by-mile guide comes out?
We put it in the March-April issue.
Okay.
We print the first 60,000 copies at that time, print again at the beginning of the summer and at the end of the summer, so that we have the 250,000 copies to go out for free. Plus, a lot of people now showing online, and since we drive people back to that with Twitter also, the online impact of our print publications, all of which are available with page-turning software and so forth, that is going up just because Twitter is getting bigger and bigger and sending more people.
Okay. All right, and so then mile by mile plus two times means it would be the mile by mile plus two times in the Coast Guide?
In Oregon Coast Magazine.
Okay, in the Coast Magazine.
For instance, May, June, July, August, or Jan, Feb, and July, whichever, you can pick.
Okay.
Pick any, there are any five other than March, April, pick some of those.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All right. So next on the agenda, we have the Oregon Coast Today, and Charles is here with us.
Just making an announcement today. We'll have a full presentation in November, mm-hmm. since I wasn't on the original schedule. First off, wanted to let you know why I'm here and why Charlotte is not here. I don't know how many of you have met Charlotte Johnson. She was a representative we just hired. She has given her notice, and she's moving on to another opportunity. So I will be back on board handling the region that Charlotte was handling, which would basically be Depot Bay South. Hopefully everybody got a copy of this week's Oregon Coast Today. If not, I have a few extras here, and look forward to a formal presentation in November.
Okay, and we're running with you currently, right?
Not at this time.
When was our 26th?
I think it stopped September, I think.
I believe it was mid-September. I don't have the exact date on that. But
yeah, because that's why they wanted to be in here in 26. September in order to get it going again.
Right, but there wasn't enough for a quorum.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay. Does anyone have any questions of Charles? No. So we'll look forward to hearing from you in November then. Okay. AAA via magazine. I think anyone is here representing that. So.
No, and this is the second time we've had it in here. Yeah. So I did this the one page, mm-hmm. which is the basics.
So. Right.
You can look at that there. And I guess they wanted us to look at it again.
Are you guys basically done with me? Do you have any wish for me to hang around?
You can stay if you wish to, but you can get out of the stuffy room if you want to.
Go do some other stuff.
Okay, see you later.
On AAA, didn't we pass last time? Mm-hmm. So we said,
yeah, we did.
Yes,
Rob,
we
can
did.
I get your cell phone number so that if we do have questions
sure.
during the meeting, we can call you?
Well, let me. Maybe on my card.
Okay. It's just nice to have handy while we're meeting in case a question comes up.
Yeah.
Or does it include California?
Yeah, it's not on the card. Okay. 999-7084.
Okay, thank you. Thanks. Okay. All right, so AAA via magazine, back to that. So are we ready to move on to Meadow?
I am.
Okay, Meadow Outdoor. Brad sent another wall street that
one that came available.
Will be coming available in Eugene, and it's Lane County. It's west facing, and the location is West 7th. And it's a 10 by 30 illuminated. It's a right hand eye level, and the pricing is for a 12-month term is $1,500 per month.
Well, I was first married 44 years ago. Okay, I got to tell you this. 7th and Lawrence is right on the corner where I lived. $99 a month, furnished.
Oh my gosh!
And Joanne and I were first married.
Now they're renting a wall for $1,500 a month.
Illuminated.
But actually, the apartment would be on this corner right over here.
That is so
looking
funny.
That way. I looked down outside. I go, 7th and Lawrence. Whoa!
Was it as busy a thoroughfare?
Yeah, it was busy. Yeah.
It is a pretty busy
street.
Yeah, you
get a 25-cent, taco at Taco Bell,
a couple stores
down. When we were starved in between checks.
Wow.
Cool, that's funny.
That's funny. Maybe it's a sign.
I think it is.
All right, so we see that location from Brad. I don't think he had any other locations except what we've looked at before.
It was just the one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Lloyd Center. On display advertising.
Is that just showing us options that
just
they
showing
have?
Us some options, yeah.
Okay.
He had felt that we were teetering on interest, which we were, but I think we were a little bit nervous about the
interviews.
Oh. Sorry.
Okay, when does
I'm it right
is
now.
Is it November? our wallscape on 4th Avenue, is it November? When's that in? Or just about
Cheryl. That one.
How you doing?
Cheryl! our on display wallscape in Portland, I think it goes August through the end of October.
Okay, and end of this month.
And then it starts again in February through June.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So we don't have it November, December, and January is what that one goes. I saw that the other day. It just looked awesome. It was fun. So it was just some more Lloyd Center consideration from on display.
Some of the things it looks like that we've looked at before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sky banner.
Yeah.
Center marquee. Entry and escalator. Food court package. Elevator doors. I went to Bridgeport Mall. Had to go to the Apple store there. It's been about 3 weeks ago. And they were taking down an elevator door.
Oh.
And putting up an aquarium one. And it was, I was like, that was funny. Yeah. And they do it really fast. And it took them, I was getting out of my car and they had it halfway up. It was just that quick. It was the vinyl and they just put it right on. And then, let's see, then there's the floor package, which is near Nordstrom. Okay, that one was kind of new.
I think, the last time he had a little bit of a sample on that, but mm-hmm. not a lot.
Right. Okay. So, Lloyd Center, that was on display.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then we'll move on to F, which is visitor's choice, and Ted is here. So, in the house.
I'm here. Okay, this did not make it, but this is probably the most important part of what you're getting as far as the hardcover is concerned. Rick?
There you go.
There.
Are there two pieces?
Yeah, there are two.
There are two pieces.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it to you. You're giving it away?
Yeah,
there you go.
I got it. Thank you.
Okay, great. So, for the Oregon Coast, we're in 100 hotels right now, and we're in 6,500 plus rooms. We're going to add a few more in Depot Bay as of this morning. And all of the key spots have been taken by the same advertisers again. So all of these, Neil's there. All of these, and then you guys are on the opening spread to the coast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're just wrapping up sales here in the next couple of months, because you're on a prime spot, you've got first right of refusal, and so we need to get that squared away to see if you want it again. The one for Central Oregon, and I know you guys had a good year for tourism because I've been talking to people, and Central Oregon, it was ridiculous how busy it was. We're in 50 hotels. We're in just about every single hotel room in Central Oregon, and on the inside back cover is where the ad was that you guys purchased. And I've had, it's been an interesting exercise the last 2 days, and I just talked to Rick earlier. I get so many compliments from the hotels, and I've never asked them for a testimonial ever. And I just went to them, I've been to about 15 hotels, and I've said, would you guys mind, just in your own words, give me 3 sentences on your letterhead of what you guys think of the product and the comments your guests get. And everybody said, absolutely, we love having this in the rooms. Is that a fair statement? The digest, we're in 125 to 150 different locations. Once again, your ad is in the same spot on the welcome spread. We printed 100,000 copies, and we are down to less than 3,000 left in our storage facility. Our number one distribution point is the Tillamook Cheese Factory. They went through over 7,000 copies of those this year. The number two most popular spot was the aquarium. And Hatfield Marine was probably in the top five. They're available from Tillamook down to Florence, and then we got orders from 82 different AAAs, visitor bureaus, and Chamber of Commerce in Oregon and Washington, and they order them. We don't just ship them out miscellaneously. They actually have to send in an order form because we don't want them to end up in a recycling bin. You know, too often you probably get stuff that just, mm-hmm. you don't want it. So we actually send out an order form, and we've been doing it for so many years, they're kind of conditioned to send it. And then the last thing is, we made a mistake that I thought I would fess up on. We do 75,000 of the North Coast, and we inadvertently put the ad in for Newport. So I apologize profusely.
The North Coast people probably loved it.
Yeah, you know, I thought I might, Dave, get a little backlash from being on the inside back cover. No, the Central Oregon, because you're in every hotel room except two hotels. There's two hotels that don't put me in. Everybody else, I'm in it. I was expecting, well, maybe a little backlash, because what I talked to you guys about last year, and to me it makes complete sense. I'm told about 80% of the people that come to the coast are Oregonians or Washingtonians. And those are the same people that go to Central Oregon.
I agree. Oh, yeah. I agree with that.
And I thought it was a brilliant idea for you guys to advertise to those people to say, hey, for your next trip, because we know you're going to go to the coast at some mm-hmm. point, come to Newport. Mm-hmm. As far as the rates are concerned, you guys are grandfathered at last year's rate. So what you had spent last year as a package for all three books was $12,000, mm-hmm. and it's exactly the same because we grandfather everybody.
So that would mean that we get North Coast too again?
Only if there's a mistake. I rarely get the same mistake twice, Dale.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Ted? I think the Central Oregon Coast one.
That's Central Oregon.
Or Central Oregon one.
Sorry about the picture.
I love this editorial. Lacking some of the urban glamour of the Pacific Coast, Central Oregon more than makes up for it. It's like, oh yeah. It's a plus coast thing for us. We like that. We could leave that in there.
Good.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And no one has any questions? Okay, so we will move on to...
Okay, I do have one question, and yes. I know you can't discuss this until I leave, which I will do. Because you guys were in a prime spot here, mm-hmm. I mean, we don't close until Thanksgiving, but because you're in a prime spot, I gave all of my existing advertisers until the 18th of October. So if you guys can just say yes or no. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the other spots are the prime spots, but like Neil. He's had the same spot for 17 years, mm-hmm. and Carrie's on the back cover. She's had the same spot for probably a dozen mm-hmm. years. So,
perfect.
That's all I ask.
Okay.
All right.
You could open that today. We'll make a decision today.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
That way you.
Yeah. No. Thanks. And I know I need to leave for you guys to make a decision. So. I will scoot out the door.
Thank you.
And then you and I can connect on the phone. I ran an idea by Neil. Could I just share the idea?
Not at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is what I'm going to do this year, and it was an idea that came out of Tillamook. Mm-hmm. The Tillamook Chamber said, we'll advertise with you, but what I want is I want the ad, but I want you to take the money from the ad and give it as tourism subsidies to our businesses so that we can have more Tillamook businesses advertising in your book. Mm-hmm. So what I'm proposing with you guys is the money that you spend on the Oregon Coast book, mm-hmm. not the Bend book, but the $7,000 you spend on the coast, mm-hmm. I'm going to give $500 subsidies, compliments of Destination Tourism, or Destination mm-hmm. Newport, to new advertisers in Newport that advertise. So nothing changes for you guys, but I'm just going to funnel, and you're still going to get your ads, but I'm going to funnel it to try and drive more business, because the more Newport businesses, the more attraction it is.
We probably have to be really careful of that, because it's RTR and it's governed very closely by city ordinances, and it can't be used or to benefit any one business or any segment of businesses.
Okay.
So if you do that and attach our name to it, it looks like it's a grant from us, and then it benefits you, but it also benefits the businesses that take it. And unless everybody's on the level playing field, it won't fly by council or legal.
Oh, okay. Then that's why I wanted to bring it up with you.
It's a great concept, and if it were money that were, if it were like through the chamber, that
chamber
would be
money
completely different.
But
whereas it's a city room tax.
Okay, so why don't you and I
can talk.
Yeah, reconnect, and you can tell me. My whole goal is, I don't mind, you know, we're a team to get this together. Mm-hmm. I know the more content there is on Newport, mm-hmm. the more it makes Newport a destination.
Right.
So you and I can circle back on that.
Perfect.
If that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you.
You can pull them if they don't want them. Because we don't have many copies.
Right. Almost done.
I got to keep this one for
myself. That's fine.
Okay, if we can keep one for reference, that would be great.
Yes. There you go.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, so we're moving on to next stop, and I think that is this one right here.
Yeah.
So John Olson sent this for next stop, and he's got Fox 12 and Hawaii News, Mad TV, in all 50 states, Alaska Airlines, Automotive Broadcast Network.
Some website worldwide mm-hmm. airing.
Does he want to use one of our old shows, or he wants to produce a new show?
I think he wanted to produce a new one.
Can you tell where it says that on here? I couldn't find that. Maybe it does. I see the price is $25,000.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Well, it says production value. I'm assuming that because it's production.
Yeah, I don't know if he was just pitching it like, here's what he did in the past, and this is what it's worth.
No, this is what he could do, then what it's worth, and then a new one would only be $25,000, and he's trying to demonstrate the value.
When I read it, my impression was it was a new one.
So how mm-hmm. many, did we do three or four shows with him?
Oh gosh, I think we did four.
I think we did four.
Yeah. I think it was four. It might have been, and I think there was another one that like other people did, but we were included in.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they're all four. They're all on the website.
I think we should skip it for one time.
Mm-hmm.
Make them wait a year. What do you think?
I don't have any.
Lily, what do you think? I mean, they were okay, but mm-hmm. and we're still getting some coverage, but they weren't.
Should we just take a look at, you know, budget wise, we're only at that hovering somewhere between 50,000 and 60,000 for what we have left for the rest of the year.
I know.
And it might be wise for us to be really careful about what we commit to.
I agree.
If we know that we have other things that we may want to commit to.
What's our running total? Do you know how accurate that
total report?
Well, we think it's 67, but we don't. 62.
No.
What is it?
You look on the second page.
Oh, there's a second page.
Yeah, there's a second page of the finances.
We
only have one page.
Yeah.
No, there was two.
There was two.
It was doubled here.
Okay.
It's okay. Let's see. I wonder why that went so well. That's the second page.
Okay, good one for Rick and
second. Depending upon what you have.
I have the second page
and not the first page.
I think I have the second page, I believe.
Okay, so here's the first page.
Great, thank you.
Okay. Everybody got those pages on the second page. It goes through all of the anticipated expenses for the new fiscal year, which is included in the $67,000,
because
some of them we've already paid. but it just goes through and shows.
Okay, what, show me the running total.
So down right in the center, it says total 274,400. Difference remaining is 50,600.
That's a lot less than I thought we had.
The current through September, 67,611. Comcast and on display from last fiscal included. Do we have any carry forward from last fiscal? So it could be 50,600 or it could be about 62,000. But nonetheless, we're under 65,000 for what we have left.
And I would always go conservative.
That's it. Yeah.
Off of what budget's happening for us right now, it's not pretty.
Plus, plus previous city management has had us always try to keep 25,000 in reserve. Not to really take a close, hard look at until we know that winter and spring numbers are good for room tax collections. So, anyway, and then our current media, you can see the list of the current media that we're participating in, and it's basically everything that's above, but some of the new things that we committed to in the last meeting and the meeting before, which were the Hospitality Vision Corvallis, KEZI Radio in Eugene, which is currently running, KFIR Radio, which will run September through June. The Woodburn CBS Outdoor will run December through June. That's a 6-month. The Grand Ronde billboard will renew in November and run for a year. And the Newburg billboard will renew in February for a year. So those will be new print opportunities that we'll enlist in the News Times to design those for us, too. So that's where we're at, and I don't know if we need to have another motion on the consent calendar since they didn't have this in front of them.
If nobody has any objections, I think we're okay. If there's something that we need to edit or change, then they could go back and do that.
Yeah, we saw it.
No, I had the last page, so I'm okay.
Yeah, I think it's more important that we kind of know where we're at.
Yeah, this is helpful to have to be able to go forward with media proposals. So.
Right, so we know what we have to spend and where what we can do.
Right.
So. Okay.
So, okay.
I mean, I think that's even more reason not to do John Olson then. Mm-hmm. He'd go up half of the thing we'd have. We couldn't do anybody else. We'd have to have a contingency. We can't do it.
Okay, I'm hearing no desire to move forward with Next Stop, and unless anybody else does have a desire to, then
and
we'll
if he leans on you, just say, hey, we have some budgetary constraints this year.
We do. I'm fine with that. That's fine. Okay, Media America, and they are presenting the Oregon Coast Visitor's Guide.
Okay.
And that is in here somewhere.
It should be visit, very end.
It's in there.
Right after this.
Right after the Visitor's Choice. There it is, right
it
there.
It actually can. Sometimes I get it in there.
Okay.
So it kind of does, the first two pages gives you a brief look at it. And then there's the actual, it looks like draft proposal. Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Reading his stuff correctly.
There's a Travel Oregon Visitor Guide. It looks like there's two different proposals, right? The Oregon Coast Visitor Guide and then the Travel Oregon Visitor Guide.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't the Travel Oregon, that's the regular state one?
Right.
And this is the area one.
This is the area one.
Right.
Okay.
And now, what do they even call now? Tell me what it is. The
area
Central
one
Coast.
Is
what's
the,
it really?
Is
what's
the,
it really?
The Oregon Coast Visitor Guide is still the Oregon Coast.
I know, but what's their organization? What's their?
Oh, the People's Coast?
Yeah, who are they?
Well, that's kind of us, but not really.
Well, aren't we it now? Or
yeah,
are we it
well,
now?
what it is.
Because remember, were we going to take it over? Or they didn't want to do it or something?
There is still AHFA.
Okay,
is
there
still,
is still.
And AHFA still owns this publication. It's
okay.
It is what I would call shared collateral between Travel Oregon and between the Oregon Coast Visitor Association.
Okay.
And the sales of this go to cover the cost of the guide, and then any proceeds over and above go to AHFA, to their organization. What our role is just sending these guides out. We just provide the fulfillment end of things for Travel Oregon. They are the regional destination marketing organization for the Oregon Coast, and we are just the content and fulfillment source. So we do a lot of the legwork. Everything that they can't do, we do. And so, and then the Travel Oregon guides that they have, it looks like they're doing something different in North Coast, Central Coast, South Coast. I think I'll go. And we are in the, I think we're in the Scenic Byways Guide, which is, that goes overseas. That's a really good guide that we chose to go into. I suspect for all the trade shows. And it's probably the most popular sales piece as far as what they pick up at appointments to demonstrate the state and the byways and the regions of. So the Oregon Coast Visitor Guide, publishes in March, and a full page, it looks like it's $2,900. Mm-hmm. There's a package rate, and I don't know what that is. Premium position full page is $3,300.
Which is that on the right page?
Yeah. Right there, yeah.
And then there's and the leads from it and strategic distribution. Okay, so what I can speak to as far as the Oregon Coast Visitor Guide mm-hmm. is that we are the fulfillment house for it. I don't vote anyway as a chair, but I don't feel comfortable voting for it.
Sure.
But I can provide you just the generic statistics of the Oregon Coast Visitor Guide and its distribution. We received 85,000 copies of that, which is, I want to say it's 17 pallets of Oregon Coast Visitor Guide at our storage facility in April, mid-April, and we have 2 pallets left.
Okay, well.
They are distributed from people that go to the website. They enter their name and address and say, send me a guide. They also are distributed through Madden leads, which we get here because we participate in the Madden program. There were about 8,000 Madden leads that came through this year. They're distributed through what's called a TORP program, Travel Oregon. I don't know what the RP stands for, but they're direct requests to Travel Oregon for the Oregon Coast Guide. They go in all of the welcome centers, and then they're distributed through the visitor centers up and down the coast. So we're not only shipping individual guides, but daily we have anywhere from 4 to 24 boxes that go out via UPS from the office.
Okay. So we get 85,000 of the 300,000 that are printed?
There's 85,000 printed of these.
Okay.
And we've got 2 pallets left in stock. And 2 pallets is about 5,000 copies, and there's 4,000 copies left at Cooperations that distribute TORP, and they're going to be shipping those to us. So there's the information.
So you'd recommend, I mean, we're handing them out, we should have an ad in this thing, I would assume.
Right. And is this a recommendation to go to 100,000, looks like. Is that correct? This is 14?
Yeah, I think so. It looks like they're
100,000 going to print?
Yeah. They're going to print 100,000 this next time around because they're just...
Okay, great.
They had the same problem last year. They got to about January,
and they were gone.
And they had to stop the TORP program and ship those extra copies to Cooperations to have them finish distributing them. And they just eked by with 85,000 this last year. So they're running into the same problem this time around too. So the demand for print in the consumer market right now is huge.
Right.
We thought print was dead.
No, I know. I know. It's like the big print year.
I can tell you right now, the postage bills that I'm paying and the UPS bills, print is all but dead. It has kicked our butts this year.
Okay.
So that is that. So do we want to go back and do media considerations, or do we want to move on to Grant?
Let's keep going to Grant. We'll go back to media.
Okay. So Grant report and application, Newport Celtic Festival and Highland Games mm-hmm. is in our packet.
So that's a separate pot of money?
Yes, this is a separate.
And
this
how much is
the 25,000.
Yeah, how much is left?
We haven't done any for this year yet. Okay. So this is the first application. Sorry, I'm looking at what all the noise is about. This one, part of the rules with this is that we only support a festival or something that's coming in for 3 years.
This would be their third year.
And this one gets a little technical because they did have a change.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So
but they didn't get the money the first year. I mean,
well, from what I've seen, we've had 3 years from that we've actually given the grant.
Yeah.
We've already done 3 years.
The city sponsored the first one.
The first.
I'd say it's
We gave some money.
The first year we did.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, but the city sponsored.
There was a lot of confusion with that at the end.
Right. Because it was originally done by the rec department. Yeah, was originally put it out, and then it switched over to an individual.
Right. And so the rec department got all the profits from it, so then they started over from scratch the next year.
I don't think there were any profits. I think they actually
I was going to say, I don't know that there's
I remember
profits.
I remember their P&L.
Well, they had to pay the city for the work, you know.
Yeah, I mean, labor costs.
So is it the exact same name for the last 3 years, then that hasn't changed, and then organization hasn't changed?
This would be, this would be the third year.
Even though things change inside.
This is the third year as a nonprofit.
Right, yes. same nonprofit, not a different name.
Correct. Yes, okay. This would be the third year. So if you do it again this year, this would be the final year, for sure.
I think we should do it.
It brings a lot of people in.
Yeah, it does bring a lot of people in. I think we should do it. We did it for the Jazz Festival when they had to change their name. I said it's similar, although different. I'd say we should do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what specific marketing or the grant funding?
They've got this in their proposal.
And we work with them a little bit, because they'll email me often on, is this okay? Mm-hmm. And I'll tell them yes or no. Because, again, it's supposed to be advertising away from Newport, so that we're bringing people in to Newport. So that's one of the things I keep reiterating with them.
Let's see right here, proposed marketing plan for 14.
It'd be interesting to see where they come from, because it seems like it's kind of like a specific niche, you know.
It is a niche.
They got
a lot of those people kind of go to different festivals. The same people that come to ours go to other ones.
Well, the other thing you look at too are the number of vendors that come to this from out of the area. They also pay for rooms and room tax too. So.
Yeah. And last time, a lot of the we let them do a little bit that was local advertising, because they had done a lot that was outside, so they did some that was in Canada and other that are specific to Celtic festivals and Celtic organizations.
Mm-hmm. So,
I'd move for approval of the request to the amount of $5,000.
Before we do that, too, I want to just make sure, Rick, are you're not on their board any longer? Okay. All right.
Second that?
Okay. So we have a motion and a second to recommend to council approving $5,000 for the marketing for the Celtic Festival to come from the grant funding of $25,000 for their 2014 Celtic Festival in Newport. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So the motion passes. All right. Hospitality vision, that's Marty. We just need to approve the image.
I like yours better than mine.
Oh, there you go.
The color looks much better.
That's good. She sent us something, and I.
That's what our ad will be in these other places?
Yeah, hospitality vision. Marty had sent something originally, and we sent it out to the committee.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But Jamie saw it as well, and it just really wasn't brand specific, and so Jamie restructured it.
I think it's good.
I like it. I think it popped right on that's your TV screen right there. That's what it looked like. So it's cool. Okay, so we're good with that. Do we need a motion, or do we just by consensus?
I think we can just approve
that ad. Okay, perfect. All right. And then Gabe has, we're on attendance, and Gabe has dropped from the committee because she didn't feel like she could give 100%, was her words, which Gabe gives 100% to everything she does, and she just wanted to make sure that, we knew that she enjoyed her time on the committee, and we certainly appreciated her, and I tried to talk her out of it, so... Anyway, so that leaves a vacancy.
Didn't Raquel resign a long time ago, too?
Yeah.
But I see that she's still on though she's not attending meetings.
No, I just listed anybody who had attended in this time period, not necessarily current members, because I, going back through the minutes, it was hard to tell exactly when somebody left and somebody came. So.
I'm here.
Okay. So we have the opportunity to re-up, you know, by requesting to the mayor to be appointed to the committee again, and I know that everybody's heart is in it and desire to be here, so I would hope that, like, this next year, if you want to be on the committee and express your desire to the mayor to do so, that if you're unable to attend, at least we could even have a phone presence. That would be really helpful if you could, if you can attend, if you can do the phone presence, or if we need to change the date or do something like that, because we've had a couple cancellations due to lack of quorum this year, and that can get frustrating, especially for media, if there's a timely proposal on the table, and then it's somewhat of a scramble for staff too. So,
so what position did Gabe had? Was she at large, or was she under the hospitality?
I already answered this question once. Let me answer it again, because
so what are the appointments made?
January 1.
For better, January 1. Okay. Yeah. So.
she was, I think, retail. Gabe was
representing, I think,
retail.
Retail.
I think you
right.
are at large, yes. And Peggy's run an ad once already. Peggy Hawker
has
already run one
town.
Ad, but we haven't gotten any responses yet. So if you know someone that you think would be good, we need to encourage somebody to apply.
Is there a category we need to fill?
So retail.
It's retail.
Retail. Okay. And is our next meeting on the 14th of November?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be here.
I believe so. Yeah, so if you know of somebody, the application is online, as well as if they call us, we can get them one to apply. So, because basically, if we get somebody to apply, we'll look at them, and the mayor can appoint to fill her position now, so that we back up to 7.
Okay.
So that makes it a little easier. If people have to be gone, when we're down one, it's only 6. That only allows us so many before we don't
have
the
tell form. You if we want to do it again now? Can we tell you now, or do you tell the mayor? What?
I don't think we're ready to renew yet. I don't go there for
it
yet. I haven't done that yet.
It's in like December.
I think it's like December that we'll do that one.
Do they ask us, or do we tell them?
Usually they send a letter out.
Yeah, I think we do a letter that states it. And I'm sure there's an official way we do it.
Okay. Yeah. So
I haven't gone through that process
email,
yet.
And if you don't respond to the email, you eventually get a phone
call.
Yeah.
Respond, you got the committee back.
And if you don't,
Marty Cole eventually called me and said, "So are you doing it or not?"
Not. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So, are we thinking that we should fill before the end of the year?
I would.
If we have an outstanding applicant.
Does anybody? Are there any applicants?
Nine yet.
Zero. Okay. So should we look at it in the November?
Well, if you know, actually,
yeah, we can think
of
that.
If you know of anybody, or if you want to encourage anybody, they can just go ahead and apply now, because the application, it's open and it's available. Because we actually go by the council meetings, because it's the mayor that would appoint the person.
Okay.
So, and she would do that at a council meeting. So, like, we have a council meeting Monday. We had kind of originally slated that to be on there, but then we didn't have anybody that was interested. So now, in 2 weeks, we'll have another opportunity where we could get somebody appointed. So we could have somebody in place by the next Destination Newport meeting if we have somebody who's interested. Or there might be more than one, and we might have to look at it and say which would be the best choice.
Right.
The new marketing director of the aquarium is really good. I don't know, Lance Beck is his name.
Well,
we have Carrie on the aquarium.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Otherwise, yes.
I think if Carrie left, she'd want that person to do it.
Right.
But I don't know if she wants to leave yet.
Mm-hmm.
So
she's just on vacation right now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, retail.
So retail.
Retail. So,
yeah.
Encourage anybody to apply if you think of anybody.
Have to give it some thought.
Yeah.
Someone we can all get along with.
Someone we can get along with. Get along well with our city government.
Okay, well, that's everything now.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. So circle back to the media.
Okay, so do we want to have our last media person?
Charles?
Oh, I'm not presenting.
He's not presenting.
I was just coming to show us some of the stuff that he's done.
But usually we have media. Show us what you've done.
Yeah, that was my thing. You know, I was just going to show you guys and try to set some kind of schedule for the upcoming production projects so you guys can get options in a timely manner.
How are you? Before, like the day before or something.
So
okay.
You guys have an
Are you part of the process going on today?
No, because otherwise, like this one,
guys, I apologize.
You know, I didn't know what the time frame was. And then,
I could give you several options to look at. We'd have a whole room full of Patrick, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll see you all later.
All right, good. Thanks for stopping by.
You betcha.
You can rehash the rest of that. Would be good.
Yeah, so this is, okay, so we you guys, in their contract, we did an ad, we had an ad for Vino, okay? Yeah. But, again, they didn't have a quorum, and the thing went to print. So we did a seafood and wine ad. However, because nobody from the committee actually got to approve it, we ran it anyway. Pastor Robles Press will send me up a few boxes of the most recent Vino so you guys can look at it. And then the next one will come out in the spring, and that one will have a more clear production schedule, and I can get a hold of somebody. Mm-hmm. And that's what I my only purpose really of coming here today was to get some kind of way that maybe we can communicate back mm-hmm. and forth more efficiently. And I can send the stuff to you, and you can send it out to the committee.
Right, and that's usually me.
Yeah.
I'm the kind of the core person because then I can send it out to the committee. Because then if they comment on it, they comment it back to me, so that way it's not like we're having a meeting without having a meeting.
Exactly.
So we follow the rules.
Right.
They can comment to me,
right.
And that's okay, as long as they're not having inner conversations.
Right, and it would be helpful too, because if you can send me, like, because you obviously have already made media buys for the next 3 or 4 months, if you can just send me the deadlines on those and the specs, so I can start.
I can start giving
you guys options of things you want to look at for the different locations, and then it won't be so scrambled. So this is a seafood and wine ad that we did. It's a wine magazine. It made sense, but we put the Destination Newport brand around it. The next Vino will come out, and I'll give you that one as a comp because we didn't have an opportunity to be able to proof this one. So the seafood and wine coming up for this quarter obviously made sense for Destination Newport. Mm-hmm. So we just used the branding and did the logo with the crab in the background. It's very similar to the cover of the seafood and wine brochure. So, but it keeps the color scheme and the branding specifications of Destination Newport. And then we had this Travel Newport here. You guys had a, and I don't know if everybody got an opportunity to see this one, but part of your guys' agreement with the News Times when we did the contract was for a double truck ad that encompassed Discover Newport. This one we did it right next to obviously the Bayfront article, mm-hmm. right? And we used the Bayfront double truck shot. So you guys, you know, it's got your website mm-hmm. and all that stuff on
it.
It's
a different picture.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. I like it a lot.
So yeah. I thought it was, it's neat. And then the other one that we used, the next one will actually be here tomorrow. I'd be more than happy to bring it by any of your offices to see it. This is the one for the fall-winter one. It's not sunshiny, but it's got the more fall-winter look of the coast. And then if you can see, which is probably a lame detail, but we moved the thing to go
under the P.
Yeah, right,
kind of
right
cool.
Underneath. So the lighthouse is encompassed.
Like part of the point. I gotcha.
So this is your double truck. Originally contracted for one double truck in Travel Newport, which would have been this one. But we never showed you a proof, although I thought you would like it. Mm-hmm. So we gave you a second one. So this would be for the fall winter guy. We had 25,000 copies that will arrive tomorrow. And then obviously we have our spots and all the Travel Portland, Travel Oregon Visitor Centers as well that the News Times spends every year.
I like how clean it looks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, really, and then, and the new Travel Newport, we redesigned this one, the one you have in front of you. We redesigned it to make all the arrows and the branding. And we used the brand to kind of break up. In here it has Travel Newport is the original brand that we created. And then we decided it would make it easier for the reader, people that are picking up the publication, to break it up by a section. So we use the brand to kind of divide it up. We came up with Learn Newport, Play Newport, basically all the different brands, and they're kind of color-coded. And now, of course, I can't find it. Isn't that how it always works? So, and we did like a separate heading. So here you can see, like, we did Play Newport,
and we just swapped out the brand travel and put mm-hmm. play in there. And then we created separate front pages for all of them, and we kind of categorized the different things to do in Newport. And then we did learn Newport, experience Newport, just to kind of break it up and give it a new look. Mm-hmm. And the winter, fall, winter one reflects that as well. Mm-hmm. So in the next meeting, I can bring you guys the fall, winter travel Newport as well as the Vino publication. So you guys can see the value that you got for that. And then if we could just, some kind of communication schedule would be great between, you know, what the spec sizes are and all that, because I think it will benefit everybody. It'll allow you guys to be able to look at three options and say, yeah, we like that one, decide amongst yourself, and then send me back what you guys would like me to do. Mm-hmm. And I know I've already talked with CBS Outdoor at the media thing that Oregon Coast Community College has. I know you have one coming up that needs to be produced
Grand
in November.
Grand Ronde, yep. Yeah, and then there's a Newberg in February, and then there's one a Woodburn in December. So there'll be three immediate. So we'll get the specs from Lee on those.
Okay.
And ASAP, and then you can get working on them. So maybe by the November one, we'll have the Grand Ronde one already out of the way, but we'll have the December one finalized and the February one.
Yeah, and if you send me the specs and if you have suggestions of images or things you would like to see
that's out of them. I like that bayfront. I think that would make a really compelling...
Yeah, that's great.
That would make a really cool billboard.
It would. Mm-hmm. I'm more than happy to turn it into one for you if you want.
Yeah, I think that would be a really awesome billboard.
Mm-hmm.
The white lettering, it may have to be, I mean, it'll be proportionate. It may have to be a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we can change it. So the scope.
And she may have a suggestion as far as, you know, how big.
We probably don't need this on there.
No.
I don't think
so. Big one.
Yeah.
Billboard, do you think?
I know, we were talking about that.
I know. It's
well, you're just going to know Newport. There's no little bridges, no little lights. There's nothing. It just looks like a pretty picture.
I don't know that it'll work as a billboard.
I don't know what it is. It's a beautiful picture. It looks great on
a
magazine.
There's a lot.
You don't think it's iconic?
There's too much to it.
Okay.
They think you need a focal point on a building.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, something that's identifiable. The aquariums mm-hmm. ones is which why
I like the picture. And I think it's
the picture's beautiful, but
but I think for a billboard we can find something
like that. But when you're,
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, that's all. And if you got suggestions, I can get you what you want to look like. I just, you know, if you say, look, we're looking for a lighthouse one for this or whatever, then I can kind of focus and make sure I deliver whatever mm-hmm. it is you guys are looking for. So that's all I got.
Mm-hmm.
I will leave you guys alone. I'll make all your decisions.
Thank you. Yep. And thanks for the ad.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, no problem.
Cool. Okay. So. Going back to media considerations, mm-hmm. we've got Oregon Coast Magazine, which is the mile-by-mile guide.
Should we go by dollars backwards? Are we going to do Visitor's Choice? All those, and that would take $12,000 off your thing right away.
We've got $12,000 on Visitor's Choice, and we don't have to do all of the publications on his either.
You can mm-hmm.
see you later.
Bye.
Yes. See you later, Jamie. Bye. Thanks. Okay, so let's go by what we didn't want to do first.
Okay.
Okay. So we didn't want to do the AAA.
Correct.
Right.
We
think that media on 7th, I don't think we need mm-hmm. that wall thing, do you?
It's not sentimental in any way at all to
you?
No.
Okay. I'm not sure about the... I mean, I know it's the height. If you could think it'd be blocked pretty. I may mm-hmm. be wrong, but I haven't seen that lower height one and really, you know...
Right.
You know, that could be some blockage possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I think we kind of have a big chunk based on our last meeting of... billboard where we've picked it, I think.
Right. Yeah, I think we're kind of set
kinda
for
already
outdoor.
Done outdoor.
Yeah, because
right
we wanted about 150 in mm-hmm. outdoor this year, and that's kind of where we're at.
Right.
Okay, and so no for now on Meadow, and we can continue to look at new boards as they come up. There's mm-hmm. nothing that precludes us from doing that. The Lloyd Center on display, do we have any burning desire to move forward with that right now due to budget?
I think we probably should. I still like them all, but...
I just don't think there's not enough people look at it to that would come here.
Okay.
And I think I like Bridgeport better
mm-hmm.
because it's not cluttered with stuff everywhere where, you know, I mean, you could probably, if you didn't know ahead of time, if you walked out of Lloyd Center and I said, okay, name five people that had ads up on the wall.
Oh,
yeah.
I bet you wouldn't be able to help me walk.
Yeah.
Just because there's so much stuff. I mean, it's like...
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a mall. Yeah.
Okay. So then we... next stop, we're skipping again due to budget and maybe take a look at it another time. And that leaves us with Oregon Coast Magazine, Oregon Coast Today, Visitor's Choice, and Media America. Mm-hmm. The Visitor's Choice is proposed as a 12K package, though we could scale that back if we didn't want to do the Oregon Coast one or the Central Coast one.
So with the Media America one, mm-hmm.
You're handing them out. It seems like we'd have to have an
ad. Is there already enough of a Newport presence? I mean, I know we've used that argument before. Mm-hmm. Not to go into some of those, is there's already enough Newport advertisers in there. Having one more generic Newport ad in there isn't really a benefit anymore at that point, because there's 50 different businesses in Newport already advertising. There's already probably some editorial on Newport in there.
There's a little bit, but there's nothing that directs them to our website or to our, you know, to our specific URL.
So you think it's worth doing something?
I do.
Let's do a smaller something in there.
Yeah.
That was my question.
Yeah. I mean, just from the sheer volume of those that go out. And I want to state for the record that we receive no monetary compensation for advertising taken in the guide. We just strictly distribute it.
Okay.
So that's... and it runs whether we're in it or not in it.
Right.
Were we going to Oregon...
Yeah.
Travel Oregon Visitor Guide 2, or we... What are we going to do on that?
My thought on the Travel Oregon Visitor Guide is the guide that really makes the most sense that they put out, that I see at every single trade show and that we use nearly solely internationally, is the Scenic Byways Guide. And that's not part of this. And that comes out another time. And I think that would be if we're going to go in the Aqua Guide, we go in the Aqua Guide and then later on go in the Scenic Byways Guide.
Okay.
That would be my...
That's okay.
Just from knowing what they distribute. I mean, the Travel Oregon Guide is a great guide, but if we have to weigh at this point for budget, I know how many of these go, and I know how many of the Central or the Scenic Byways Guide goes. It's really fun when you go to a trade show and they've got the Scenic Byways Guide out, and they're rolling out the map, and we're on there, and they're looking at the ad, and so it's pretty cool.
Okay, so what ad size we want to pick?
The two-thirds page is $2,400, or premium position full page, which we missed out on last year, is
$3,300. You're seeing that on here? I don't see that.
I
don't see the $3,300.
Oh,
I see. Okay.
Right,
yeah.
Pretty faint copy on mine.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just like, we're going to do it. I just do a full page.
I think we should do a full page premium location.
Yeah.
That'd be good. If we're gonna
be in it.
Be in it.
Let's be in it.
So, do we have a motion for that?
I move we put full page, premium, okay. 33.
And the Oregon goes with your guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so we'll do the, I'll let Tara know so that we can get a premium location this year.
Right.
Okay, and then we have the Oregon Coast Magazine, Mile by Mile Guide, and Visitor's Choice. And now, Oregon Coast Today, is that on the agenda today, actually, to decide on the media?
Well, I think that, no. I think he was going to try and do
a presentation
himself next
November. Right.
Okay, perfect. Don't worry, there'll still be money left. You're seeing this narrow spectrum, but...
Right. No, I appreciate that.
Yeah. So, okay, so we have the Oregon Coast Magazine and Visitor's Choice. Any thoughts about the Oregon Coast Magazine?
So what is that?
I think we should do the mile guide. And can we just take it two times? That would count as two other... We went two other times plus the mile guide, which you said don't go in March or April, because you have an ad in there anyway. Is that what he said? I gotta find it.
So that's the two times with the half page or a third, correct? Is that
right? Yeah.
We were half last time, I believe.
Yeah, half page last time.
So that's the 3,702.
What would be right, because it goes all the way across. Isn't that the 3068? 3068.
I don't have a clue.
I know. I thought it was the 4960.
I mean, it was a funny way how he did it, but
We do last year, it was like the 30-70-55, right?
That's okay.
That was last year then.
So,
but he said you'd read the far right hand column as our cost.
Right.
Well, but he means this is the far right hand.
If we do the same as last year.
No, 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 because it goes all the way. See, he meant for that to be land.
Right here, yeah, like this.
So,
if we do status quo, we're right there. 30-70-275.
I know.
Well, last year we only did just one half page, though, right?
Yeah, we did a half page.
But didn't we go the mile-by-mile guide, too? That's my recollection.
We did just the mile-by-mile guide last year. We did not do the Oregon Coast guide. And so we spent $3,072.75 on it.
And that was a half page?
And a half page. If we did a half page...
And two times.
Plus two times here, it'd be 4,916.
Yeah. Okay.
Correct.
And that would give us three half-page ads. It's not a bad buy. I think if we if we're looking at potentially the Oregon Coast Today, this one, and the Visitor's Choice, that we really shouldn't make any further media decisions. If we vote for that one, these two today, and that one in November, that we should take media considerations off the calendar until probably about March.
Okay.
Just
makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, just maybe touch base on who our new committee members are and what our focus is for the remainder of the year, because I really think we're getting down to the skinny, and I'd hate to play with money we don't have.
Yeah, pretty good idea. Mm-hmm.
That we could look at media considerations for the next fiscal starting
year. Oh, then, so what do you think for Oregon Coast Magazine? What do you want to do? Not do it? Just do the mile-by-mile guide and that's it?
I think if we're going to do the mile by mile guide and it's going to run us $3,072.
Right.
If we wanted the other two half page ads, it's an additional $1,900.
Yeah, that's another. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like we could probably put that off for a while. Just because the,
March-April
issue is the one that's devoted to the mile by mile.
Yeah, and the deadline isn't now. So I would say, why don't we...
But I remember one time we missed a deadline of his.
We did.
Yeah.
So it's usually in December for that March-April one. And if we don't have a quorum next month,
we could be in trouble.
The Lighthouse one, or is that the one? No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah. So... the likelihood that we're going to decide to go ahead and do it down the road. It's probably pretty likely, I would think. Mm-hmm. So, does anybody have any feelings about...
Well, could we vote for it contingent on maybe verifying in December by phone?
We could. Just say reserve.
Or we could just, if we didn't do any other, excuse me.
Where the money stands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we didn't do any other issues, if you just did that, that would be within our budget if we didn't
do anything. The mile by mile.
Yeah.
Yeah, just do the mile by mile guide. Okay. All right, so do we have a motion to do the half page and the mile by mile guide?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor of doing that?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So we're going to do the mile-by-mile guide. So, okay, so we're doing the ACPA and the mile-by-mile, and that is about $3,100. Okay, and now that leaves us with visitor's choice, and the total buy is $12,000 for three publications.
And if we take Bend off, it's five, is that right?
Yeah, I think Bend was seven.
Seven
and 60. Yeah, and he might do a package for like two of the publications like that and take one out. I think last year what we did is we debated and decided to go in the Central Oregon one. And then he came in at the next meeting and said, I'll throw in the Oregon Coast for $3,000 if you want to.
Okay.
Want to
it looks
that.
Like we're still getting the same price if we want to do the same thing.
Right, we're getting the same. Mm-hmm. That's why I said we're getting the same price that we paid last year.
With the same position, I assume.
And yeah. He does how many of these? Is it 100,000?
100,000.
So, yeah, I'm just looking at the comparable rate for print media.
Somebody brings those by the motel and people grab those things.
Yeah, yeah. The aquarium.
They seem to like it.
We see a lot of people walk in with them.
Yeah, okay. Me too.
Well, they are very informative and a good size. So, and then, do we want to do the total package and go with Central Oregon and the hardcover of the Oregon Coast, or do we just want to do a soft cover for now? And he wants to know pretty soon on this one because of the premium location.
So that's back cover in Central Oregon. That's the one you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I'm a little more inclined with this one, just mm-hmm. because
both,
it's a pickup.
Both the hard and soft.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Well, what if we did the soft in Central Oregon and the soft on the coast, and
the hard on the coast,
and maybe not do either of the hard. I mean, if I was going to do one of the hard books, I would do Central Oregon still. I would still pick Central Oregon
over the coast.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Because people are already here. Where are these? They're in a hotel room. You're already staying on the coast when you see it,
mm-hmm.
if you're here. So there's no benefit, per se. I mean, maybe somebody's in Cannon Beach and they say,
they go to another spot.
But you're a lot more likely to get somebody that's in Bend.
Mm-hmm.
I have a quick question. Rick, are the hardcovers primarily for the room only? You can't really carry them out?
Right. Right. They're in the rooms. And then they stay in the room. Then they have a soft...
Well, yeah, the theory is they stay in the room.
I'd say most of the time, they don't steal too many.
Yeah, a few find their way out.
And they give us enough to...
Well, he's got the little red warning on there that makes it sound like, oh, yeah, they're not stealing.
Yeah, but it tells them in the book that they can go down and get the soft copy
at
the desk. Mm-hmm. That seems to kind of solve their urgency to take something.
Mm-hmm. My thought is right now, budgetarily, that we might want to just pick up on the soft guide.
Well, that's what I was thinking. So. Maybe we can do the soft guide in both locations and not do the hard guides.
Mm-hmm. So Central Oregon and Oregon Coast.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what price are we looking at?
We won't know. We'd have to talk to him about that. But we could at least get back to him and tell him no on the...
On the full page hardcover,
mm-hmm. which is what he needed to know by tomorrow.
Yeah. And he doesn't need to know this immediately.
Right.
I think it's
but
in
we
December.
Can get pricing for those
okay.
at the next meeting. He can give us a price on what it would cost us to go into both the soft covers.
Okay, so I will.
Yeah, get that figured out by then.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will ask Ted for pricing on the two soft covers for the November meeting.
Okay,
that makes sense.
And he'll still have those books to put them in our rooms. That's not going to stop him. It just won't have a Destination Newport ad in it.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
Good. Well, then we've got... So the things that we decided on today were the ACFA guide for $3,300 for premium location full page, mile by mile guide half page, $3,100, and then asking... Ted for pricing on the Central Oregon and the Oregon Central Coast soft covers.
And did we decide anything on the Media America?
That is the ACFA guide.
That's the ACFA, thank you. That's right. I have it here under it, so that works.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So, and then the Celtic Festival thing. But that's
the approval.
Okay, perfect.
So somebody
going to
have that one now?
I will.
Because okay. then they'll have to get on council.
They probably already know with the notes of last year.
What's that?
The notes are last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll budget next year for it.
Might be good to
remind them.
Remind them, yeah.
Because they forget that.
Yeah. All right. Do we have anything other that we want to talk about? If you do think of somebody... for that position, it might be nice to communicate that.
Mm-hmm. And you could put him in contact with Peggy. Peggy's the one who runs the ad and gets the applications. Although I could do too. So either one.
Perfect. Okay. Well, anything else aside, we're adjourned. Meet again November 14th at 2:00.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully back in our regular room.
I think I fly back
this
on the
This one's not bad. It's the infrastructure task force kind of messed us up, and they didn't ask me